This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, yesterday we saw from the Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah the idea that the badim, which represent the machzikei HaTorah, can never be removed from the Arayin itself. Lo yasur mimenu, the Chafetz Chaim says this indicates that the supporters of Torah are one with the Loim Dei Torah and they will be together forever. Then the Chafetz Chaim said the menorah also, the kane, ha'emtzai, represent the supporters of Torah. That's what we saw yesterday in Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah. And I think today you'll be very interested to discover where does this come from and what exactly is Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah. So I want to show you what I found. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer, Shem Olam. Shem Olam is a sefer from the Chafetz Chaim. In Shem Olam, let's see if I can find it. The Chafetz Chaim says that he's referring to the supporters of Torah, that someone who supports Torah needs to think that even though he thinks he's the one writing the check and he's the one paying the bill and he's the one making the donation, so it looks like he's supporting, but it's like the Arayin. The Arayin carried those who carried it. It looked like the people holding the poles were carrying the Arayin. It was just the opposite. The Arayin literally carried the people who were carrying the poles. The Arayin carried the Kaihanim. So too, the Torah supports those who support the Torah. It looks like you're the one supporting. No, it's just the opposite. The Torah is supporting you. And then, look, in Shem Olam, word for word, Ura'e is goido mitzvah sachzakas ha-Torah, the Shem Olam, shar hachzakas ha-Torah, perek, Shiva Asrei, the 17th parak, lo yasru mimenu, dainu afilu be'eish she'ein nitzar lam lasei soy soy. Even at a time that we don't need the poles to carry it, after they're put in the Beis HaMikdash, the Svarim write that this is a remez, that just like the Badim, kiven shal yadim nasa or neskad shibuktu shasoy v'zachor avur zeh she'aimoy b'yachad netzach af be'eish she'ein nitzrach l'nasi asan. Those who support the Torah, just like the Badim, will be are together with the Arayin and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, always, even when they're not needed. Keinami le'inyan machzikei haTorah, kiven shachziku l'tamcha ba'adim mechayim yizku liyos imam mechitzasei netzach. So what we saw yesterday in the Chafetz Chaim HaTorah is word for word from the Sefer Shem Olam. That which the Chafetz Chaim HaTorah brought down about the menorah is a footnote in the Sefer Shem Olam. Okay, look in the footnote. V'cheinami le'inyan menorah tzivsa ha-Torah ad yerecha ad perecha mikshahi. The or ha-menorah is a remez or ha-Torah. V'al kein tzivsa lanu ha-Torah di yerecha sha'aleh oimed ha-menorah, the base, the middle leg that the menorah stands on, yi ha-davar echad ha-menorah gufa, has to be one with the Torah. L'hoiro islanu d'machzikei ha-Torah yi ha-la'osid b'tzavsa chadam b'al ha-Torah gufa. Again, word for word from what the Chafetz Chaim, what's brought in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim Al HaTorah. So, it's important. The Chafetz Chaim wrote it primarily by the Arayin, and then in a footnote he added it to the Menorah. Now I want to show you a very interesting Sefer. There's a Sefer Ner Chava, Rav Ariel Berman, on Parshas Bamidbar. He quotes the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam. He quotes the Chafetz Chaim in a footnote. And he's bothered by what Rabbi Yeager asked yesterday. Why do I need this twice? I need to teach that the Badim are one with the Arayin and the Yerecha of the Menorah is one with the Arayin. He says, obviously the Torah is telling you twice. Why? Because the Arayin is Torah Shebechsav and the Menorah is Torah Shebaalpeh, and the Torah is iterating and reiterating that the support of Torah is needed both for Torah Shebechsav and for Torah Shebaalpeh. Now, he brings the Netziv. The Netziv in the beginning of Tetzaveh says, what's the difference between the Arayin and the Menorah? And the Netziv does not say Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Look at this. The Netziv says as follows. Ayin Mashikosav Anetziv Reish Parshas Tetzaveh. D'yeish l'das, the Or HaTorah Shu Tachlis HaMishkan, the light of the Torah, which is the purpose of the Mishkan, B'ikar HaMashar Shechinu B'Yisrael. the light of Torah, which was the purpose of the Mishkan, came through the medium of two kelim, hainu ha'arayin v'hamenoira, and they had different activities. Ha'arayin ba liyod ha'dibroi shebichsav. The arayin came to be the, to give over, to bespeak the written word. V'gam letzivay ha'kabal ba peh. The arayin was also for the tarsh ba peh. So then what was the menorah? The adayin ein bezeh koyach ha'pilpul v'hachidosh. The menorah represents the ability to innovate, the ability to of deep analysis, of deep discussion. Shei adam yachal chadesh me'atzmai dvar alacha. One's ability to add to the Torah, to widen the borders of Torah. She'enoi mekubal, which has not been received from Sinai specifically. V'lezeh ha'koyach ha'nifla she'nikra Talmud. That's the facet of Torah called Talmud, the Netziv says. So the Arayin was Bechsav Balpeh. The Menorah was the Pilpul HaTorah. Noisein Koyach HaMenorah Asher Boi Sheva Chochmais. The Menorah had reflected all seven disciplines. V'chol Koychais HaNidrash LePopula Shel Torah. So this Sefer, Ner Chava, also brings the fact that the Torah then reiterates that the supporters of Torah are won both by the Aroin and the Menorah. Look how he concludes. V'hashta nira bar de lezois hishmiya lanu haTorah inyan zeh pa'amayim leida ulhoidia dehachzakas Torah shayeches hein b'Torah shebichsav v'kabo shebalpeh v'af gabei pilpulo shel Torah. Both facets of Torah need hachzakas haTorah, or you could say the Aroin with the luchais is limud haTorah. It's personal learning. It's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the menorah, which was michutz la'arayin, michutz la'paroiches, which gave off light, that was harbatzas haTorah. That's another facet of Torah. That was the dissemination of Torah. In either event, every dimension of Torah needs hachzakas haTorah. Whether it's Torah Shebichsav, whether it's Torah Shebaalpeh, whether it's Pilpul, whether it's Harbatzas HaTorah. And the Meshech Chachma says, that's what the Torah says, Lo Yasuru Mimenu. Very often, everybody knows that when it comes to learning, there's Daf Yoimi, Amud Yoimi, Daf HaShavua. There are a million daily programs. But together with Limud HaTorah is B'taboi Sa'arayin, Yiyu Abadim Lo Yasuru Mimenu, is the constant Hachzakas HaTorah. Sometimes that wanes. So the Torah is reminding us by the Aroin and by the Menorah, Lo Yasuru Mimenu. Okay, I thought it was interesting just to see where Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah comes from. You know, it's a gathering, it's a piece from the Shem Olam together with the footnote. Have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.